Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Nun, and we learned Siman Zion. We finished the Siman, but I wanted to add a few points. So one is just the understanding of the bracha itself. Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. So Breinu Fashos Rabos Chesronam. So the Tosfos in Sefer Bracha says that the Bracha created the Fashos Rabos. It means referring to human beings. Chesronam, and he created that their needs, human beings have needs. And the Baruch Hashem created that which is necessary to fill their needs. So the Baruch Hashem created the basic food, which without them, people will not be able to live, water, etc. So we have the basic needs are being taken care of. So v'chesedom, that means the Baruch Hashem created that which will fill their needs. Akumasha barosa or shabara. Besides that, al koma means besides that which you, the Russian created, he or you, depending on the nearest that we have, that you created or that he created, to give a person a geshmak, a chiyus, that the Russian created things which are not necessary, but they're a tainug, they're pleasurable. So the Russian created. Not only did he create things which are necessary, the Russian could have created a world where we eat our food in a way which is not pleasurable, but we have what we need. And when they first started sending the astronauts up into the moon, etc., they weren't taking food along; it would spoil, etc. They reduced it into these semi-solid food they put in tubes. So the Russian could have made the world like that. That you would take a tube and suck it in, and that's breakfast, and that's all it is. It wasn't very geshmak. But the Russian created a world which is very geshmak. And we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, besides creating for us and giving us our needs, he's also creating geshmak, extra things that the Russian put in the world. So that then, and Baruch, Chayyar Olam, so we mentioned already that that is a machloek, is whether that there is a chasima to this Baruch Hu. In general, the rule is, if only one thought is mentioned in the bracha, it's a bracha ktsara, and therefore there'd be no need to make a chasima. If multiple ideas are mentioned in the bracha, it's considered a bracha rucha, and you need to do a chasima at the end. So this is interesting, somewhere in the middle. We're mentioning two things. The Russian created the primary needs of man and the foods which fill those needs, and the Russian created all of the other things which are there, which are not necessary, but they're there to help give us pleasure and benefit us. So is that one thought or two thoughts? So that seems to be machlokes in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. And our pshara is to say Baruch Chehu Elamim. The Yerushalmi actually has a different taich in the bracha itself. That the Rishon created in the Fosh Hashem, the Rishon created different types of animals, fish, etc., which are able to be a source of sustenance. So the bracha primarily was created to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating a vehicle that there are beings in the world which are put in there to be able to give sustenance to other ones, which is a fascinating idea. The Baruch Hu didn't have to make a food chain like that, but he did so, and he gave us the ability to ingest and digest and take advantage of and benefit from all of the different Brias that he put in the world. And there's an opinion in the Gemara which that the primary bracha was actually only said on something which has chias in it. That was where these nefoshos, the Baruch Hu created these nefoshos as a vehicle to give us sustenance. We need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. I mean, you need to recognize that. Sort of like, almost like it's a asking for permission. To take a, you have a right to consume the animal world, only if you recognize that it came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says in Amor, it's not allowed to eat meat. He's not living in a life in a way which is a proper way, living above the level of animal. So I'm sure that Amor to the Gemara was a really unlearned, unknowledgeable. Person who was not directing his life at all based on the dictates of Torah. So what right do you have to take advantage of the animal world if you're just similar to them. So we're almost saying the Rosh Hashanah, we recognize that you're the source and we thank you for that, and therefore we have the permission to take from these things because we're in a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we're something of a higher level. So these things are being elevated by being consumed by us and being digested by us. They're becoming part of something greater. So that's something which is beneficial for them. But just to consume these things without recognizing that it comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu would be detrimental to them, and we have no right to do such a thing. So it's a totally different approach, these two approaches in the bracha. One last point, the nusach of Koma Shabara or Koma Shabarasa. So we mentioned the Chayyim says Koma Shabara. The Magen Ram does say that the nusach is Koma Shabarasa, and he does bring this from the Ksavim, which means the Arizal. So that's why you find that the minig of the Chassidim is to say Koma Shabarasa. The minig of the literature is to follow the Gra and to say Koma Shabara. So, different approaches. The Mishnah points out both of them are valid. Whatever your minig is, please keep doing so. Have a good day.